الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يمد له في عمره ويوسع له في رزقه وتدفع عنه ميتة السوء فليتق الله وليصل رحمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. Amongst the very many factors and contributing causes to the very difficult and trying circumstance and situation which the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through, one very fundamental and contributory cause to the decline of the ummah is the disunity of the hearts and the discord that exists amongst various factions and sections of the ummah. And if you look into the seerah, into the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved companions, we will find many incidents where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greatly emphasized the importance of protecting the unity of the hearts. And in order to achieve this objective, on a personal level, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself underwent great sacrifice. And he induced and exhorted Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, also to undergo great sacrifice in order to preserve the unity of the hearts. Because we find that this is one of the conditions and requirements for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and succor to come to this ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not just Nabi of Insan, he was Nabi of the animals also. And one incident which occurred in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly illustrates how concerned and worried he was about the unity of his ummah. On one occasion, a camel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke to him, and complained of the conduct and the ill treatment it was receiving from its master. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for that sahabi who owned this camel. And he said, I have a request for you. He said, may my parents be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah. What is your request? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seed this camel over to me, gift it to me. At the behest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gladly, the sahabi complied. And he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I give this camel to you. On this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the animal and said that you are free now. Your days of ill-treatment and hardship are over. It comes in the riwayat, فَرَغَى رَغْوَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّانِيَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّالِثَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الرَّابِعَ فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The camel made a sound. The onlookers, they only heard the sound that the camel normally makes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response was, Ameen. This occurred three times and the fourth time he began crying. So Sahaba asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, what transpired, what occurred? He He said that the camel made dua. The first dua, may Allah rid you of your fears as you have rid me of mine. He said, Ameen. Second dua, may Allah Ta'ala protect your ummah from being completely annihilated and destroyed by some disaster. To this also he said, Ameen. Third dua, may Allah protect your ummah from being completely annihilated and destroyed by a tyrannical ruler. This also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. And the fourth dua, may Allah protect your ummah from their hearts becoming disunited, from them breaking up into factions and groups and fighting with one another. He said, Jibreel came and informed me that this dua would not be accepted. And what was the effect? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began crying because this hurt him to such an extent. Ulama explain, this dua was not accepted kyunki ikhtilaf tab'i aur fitri cheez hai. This dua was not accepted because differences of opinion, arguments, discord occurring, this is a natural thing. But what is the important thing is how we react in the face of that discord. How we conduct ourselves when there is a difference of opinion that exists amongst us. One hand, we have in front of us the ta'aleem and the teachings and the conduct of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved companions. And on the other hand, we have the ways of the people of Batil. We have their dictates and we have their propaganda and we have their encouragement in front of us. What is their encouragement? Demand your right. Exact retribution if you are done down in any way. You become the overpowering person. You establish your name and you become somebody and prove that you are right. That is what the schools, media and university will teach us. But my respected brothers, when we look into our Shariat and when we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that this type of conduct never existed in this ummah. This is an ummah that kept its akhirat in front. And especially when it comes to dealing with our family members, especially when it comes to dealing with our relatives, here we find that no holds barred. The extent to which the Shariat has emphasized, protect your family ties, keep the unity and muhabbat in your homes at any cost and never ever become a source of discord occurring amongst your family members. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions an incident which occurred. The first dispute, the first jidal, the first argument, the first conflict that occurred in humanity is illustrated clearly in the Quran, in detail. And ulama explain that this conflict occurred between two brothers. They had drunk the milk from one mother. They had the same parents, same blood tie, two brothers. And this, ulama explain, there is ishara, an indication in this, that majority of the conflicts and disputes that will occur in this ummah will start amongst family members.